Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today is Friday, March 24th. I'm Bill Ryan. Here's what's trending on Q104. The CEO of TikTok faced a grilling yesterday on Capitol Hill as the U.S. considers banning the app. A House committee focused on concerns about the app's data privacy, protections for kids, and connection to the Chinese Communist Party. CEO Xiao Chu discussed the company's effort to move all U.S. data to domestic servers and said there's no evidence that China has access to American user data. Ohio senators reacting to the East Palestine train derailment proposed state oversight of wayside detectors that can spot railway defects, among other safety provisions, in a nearly $13.5 billion transportation budget that passed yesterday with bipartisan support. The proposal will now go to a joint House and Senate conference committee to work out the differences, with just 1 week to go before lawmakers must send the spending plan to Governor Mike DeWine. The proposal would also fund pavement, bridges, and other highway projects over 2 years. Fan Expo Cleveland kicks off today at the Huntington Convention Center. There's going to be panels and fans participating in cosplay. There will be celebrities, Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future, Zachary Levi from Shazam, as well as Oscar, Meredith, and Stanley from The Office will all be there this weekend. Isaac Okoro was the hero for the Cavs last night.
Into the corner, Okoro! Got it! Do you believe it?
He hit a game-winning three just before the buzzer. The Cavs beat the Brooklyn Nets 116-114. It's going to be cold today. We're going to be in the low 40s. 60s tomorrow for some reason. And then back into the 40s on Sunday. That's what's trending on Q104.
Broadcasting from the classic Mazda of Mentor Studio.
WQAL and HD1 Cleveland.
Hollywood Dirt Sheet with Morgan right now.
Beyonce and Adidas part ways after a $50 million decline in sales. Adidas recently cut ties with Kanye West for different reasons, but they have now done the same thing with Beyonce. The sports giant claimed low sales were the culprit, revealing the singer's Ivy Park line missed its sales goal by more than $200 million. Some say Adidas should have waited until Beyonce's tour launches this year, but Adidas stood by its decision and slashed expectations for 2023 by $65 million.
How is it possible that Beyonce has failed at something?
I know, right?
Like that.
But to be honest, I didn't even know that she had a shoe line with Adidas.
Maybe Beyonce didn't either.
Did you know that?
I didn't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Bad marketing.
Tom Sandoval and Raquel Leviss have a deep conversation during the Vanderpump Rules reunion shoot. The Vanderpump Rules reunion show taped yesterday, and Tom Sandoval and Raquel Leviss were seen in serious conversation outside the building. Both were dressed in all black, talked for quite a while, and both were heavily smoking together. So I think it's safe to say the reunion was pretty stressful for the both of them. They are engulfed in a cheating scandal. Tom Sandoval was with Ariana Madix for 9 years. They owned a house together. And Raquel Leviss was engaged to James Kennedy. And then in the mix of all of it, Tom Sandoval and Raquel ended up having a 7-month affair, and none of the friends knew. But it's all out there now. The cameras were rolling during the conversation. And at times the two were laughing and joking around, but also at times they were very agitated. So we'll have to wait until the reunion show airs to find out exactly how intense things were. HBO chairman teases a fun White Lotus Season 3. White Lotus Season 3 is in the works, and HBO's chairman spilled the news at the series mania conference in France, told the audience he's already on board with the next concept for the hit series. He said he just pitched us the idea for the third season, and it's great. A really fun idea. The show's creator, Mike White, has hinted at an Asian setting for the upcoming season. White Lotus just won 2 SAG Awards and cleaned up at last September's Emmys, taking home trophies in 5 major categories. But here's what we can watch on TV tonight. Lots of March Madness on CBS. Friday Night SmackDown is on Fox. Dateline is on NBC. And RuPaul's Drag Race is on MTV. Anything else you need, Hollywood and more, up at Q104.com. Get it there and always on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.